This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
Tune in Saturday the 19th at noon to hear the launch of an intermittent series of Jerry Garcia's musical work Outside of the Grateful Dead. The series will exclusively feature songs Jerry covered, and listeners will get to hear the originally recorded version, followed by a carefully selected Garcia cover. Much of the series will be themed, and Saturday the 19th is the jazz show, beginning at noon on KBOO Community Radio, 90.7 FM in Portland.
KBOO Radio is proud to help sponsor the Skanner Foundation's 27th annual Martin Luther King Jr. Breakfast, Monday, January 21st at 8:30 a.m. This year, the breakfast and ceremony will be held at the Hilton Hotel's Grand Ballroom, 921 Southwest 6th Avenue in downtown Portland. This year's keynote speaker will be Dr. Irma McLaren, poet, anthropologist, and author, who will speak about Dr. King's legacy in the digital age. This breakfast also raises scholarship money for local high school students who are seeking higher education. Again, that's Monday, January 21st, 8:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. at the Hilton Hotel's Grand Ballroom, 921 Southwest 6th Avenue. More information can be found at kboo.fm/scannerbreakfast2013.
The time is 6:02. You're listening to KBOO Portland. Up next, Bread and Roses, highlighting the Martin Luther King Jr. Day of Service. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Alma Midwifery, offering prenatal care, home and birth center birth and mother baby care for the first 6 weeks postpartum. Alma Midwifery provides relationship-based care with certified nurse and professional midwives, as well as childbirth education, yoga, and parenting classes, located in the heart of Portland at Southeast 16th and Ankeny, or almamidwifery.com.
At the dawn of the day, all the darkened kitchens, the mill of gray, all touched by the radiance that the sun discloses. Oh, hear the people singing bread and roses.
Welcome to Bread and Roses. I'm your host, Delphine Crescenzo. Bread and Roses is a collective of women bringing you quality news and public affairs programming that is every Friday evening at 6 p.m. here on your community radio station, KBOO 90.7 FM. You can also check us out on the web, kboo.fm/breadandroses. There you can listen to podcasts, you can leave comments and share show ideas if you have any. We love to hear from you, so please, if you listen to Bread and Roses, the longest running feminist show in the nation, please send us a message or like us on Facebook. On Facebook, you can actually look for us, KBOO, Bread and Roses Women News, and that's how you find us. Tonight, I want to invite you to consider Martin Luther King Jr.'s Day as a day on, not a day off. Join millions of people nationwide in honoring the legacy of Dr. King by taking part in a meaningful volunteer project on Martin Luther King's weekend, which is this weekend, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday. Well, if you had planned to relax, sleeping, and procrastinate on Monday, that's January 21st, please think again. As we celebrate the birthday of Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., let's honor his legacy with a day of service. Martin Luther King Jr. needs no introduction. We all know of his amazing accomplishments and about the change he and millions of people with him brought to this country. Let's celebrate his birthday by giving back to our community and contributing to better the world we live in. Tonight, I will share with you tens of volunteer opportunities to partake into on Monday, Martin Luther King's Day. We'll also celebrate actions, movements, and a changing world with audio clips and music. Community building is the creation and enhancement of a sense of belonging to a place or to a group of people, as well as the feeling that you are contributing to making the place where you live, work, or go to school the best place that it can be. When you share with your community your time, your talent, your wisdom, and experience, you invest in your future, in the future of generations to come. Martin Luther King Jr. understood that and showed the highest level of dedication to making this largest community known as the United States of America a place enjoyable for all. As we celebrate Dr. King's birthday and commit to a day of service, I think that it is important to remember all the community builders and activists before him who transformed our nation, and all the community organizers and change makers after him who continue to have high expectation for all of us. Well, I want to start tonight with a song by an Ojibwe duo from Canada. They call it the Digging Roots. And this is a song not just to show our support with the Idle No More movement that is taking place in Canada, but this is also a song which really shows, exemplify perfectly how music can be activism and how songs are integral parts of movements. The song is We Are. You're listening to Bread and Resist, Feminine News and Public Affairs. We'll be back in just a minute.
Yes, we are, we are, we are.
You're listening to Bread and Roses. I'm your host, Delphine Crescenzo. And tonight, yes, we are the revolution and we are the solution. In the words of the Digging Roots, I was just checking them out on Facebook today. And here's what one of the singer of the duo has to say. I don't know who posted it, but it said, "I am a believer. I know in every cell in my body, every breath, that positive change is possible. In fact, it is inevitable." And I think this is a beautiful quote that really embodies what Martin Luther King was going for. And as I invite you tonight to consider this coming Monday, Martin Luther King's Day, a day on, not a day off, a day of service, not a day of rest and procrastination. Martin Luther King's birthday should be a time to honor his legacy and to be involved in community building. And talking about community building, this is what this radio station is doing. It is building this community. It is allowing Portland and the Portland area to have access to the community. It is a tool that we have to communicate with each other and to share with each other how we feel about what we do every day and what we live in this community. And so I want to explain to you briefly how you might want to volunteer and consider volunteering here at KBOO. We recruit volunteers year-long, and in fact, most of our on-air programming is done by volunteer, like myself and our engineer tonight, Danielle and Leanne, and all of the other hosts and producers and engineers for Bread and Roses. So here's what you want to do if you are interested in volunteering for KBOO. And there are many, many areas in which you can volunteer. You could decide that you want to write, you want to edit, you want to produce some news. Maybe you want to be a local news reporter, you want to produce and edit audio. Maybe you just want to write blogs for music or cultural events. Maybe you want to be taking pictures, photographs at events so that we can post on our website and our Facebook. Maybe you want to work on web contents, or maybe you want to do janitorial work. Maybe you just want to mail out thank you gifts. Maybe you want to staff our table at events, or maybe you want to work at our front desks. There are so many, many opportunities that are open. Any kind of skills that you have, we can always benefit from it here at KBOO. And here is what you want to do. You want to contact our volunteer coordinator. Her name is Ani Haynes, and her email address is very simple, volunteer@kboo.org. If you rather talk to her, she has a really nice, soothing voice. Her phone number is 503-231-8032. The extension is 213, but hey, her office is right next to the front desk, so they can pass the phone to her. One of the things that Martin Luther King legacy has left for us is really I don't want to say that I feel, you know, ashamed when I look at what he does and what I do and kind of feel bad sometimes, because I see his dedication and I see what he put into the civil rights movement. And even after he achieved some of the things that he was trying to achieve, he continued fighting against poverty, and he continued fighting for against the war and really for a better world. And so sometimes I feel that volunteering is one of the way that I can actually try to honor his legacy. And so today I am really trying to invite you to really consider, you know, spending your day on Monday volunteering, whether you volunteer here at KBOO or for KBOO, or you just come and pay us a visit, or you go to the event actually that we are co-sponsoring. And so the event is Keep Alive the Dream, and it's Dr. Martin Luther King's Jr. tribute. And that is on Monday, from 11 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. at the New Beginnings Conference Center. That's on 3300 Northeast 172nd Place. Is just right off Sandy Boulevard. And the idea really is to offer a renewal of appreciation for the life and work of one of the world's most renowned citizen. It is a tribute. It's the 28th consecutive year that will be broadcasted simultaneously. So I guess the word is simulcast to the greater Metro Portland area on television and on radio. So it's going to be live here on KBOO 90.7 FM. It's also going to be played live on Channel 11, which is Portland Community Media Station. And it will be at the event. So going on from 11 to 6:30, local, regional, international, civic and social speakers, performances by cultural and contemporary artists from local, regional communities and various schools. They will also feature, the Dream Village Marketplace, a food court and cultural displays. This is sponsored by many organizations and many town departments, actually, such as Portland Public Schools or TriMet, and of course, KBOO Community Radio. So make sure to check it out and think about going there on Monday. Keep alive the dream. This is the 20th event happening. And so what I wanted to continue with right now is just letting you know that on Monday is also going to be Obama's inauguration for his second term. And so it has been announced that he is going to swear on the Bible, of course, like any presidents have done, but he is going to have two Bibles available to him, and one of the Bibles is actually Martin Luther King's Bible. And so I just wanted to bring your attention to something that Dr. Cornel West, who was just in Portland actually last week, this week actually on the 16th, on the 15th, and one of the things that he talked about was actually some of the issues with that. He said that you cannot honor King and ignore poverty, that to use the Bible of a nonviolent man who espoused love and at all cost and then order drawn assassination or detain your brothers endlessly without trial. Well, it is the tribulation of a highly moral man who suffered in jail when government refused to bring justice. And so as we consider that, as we consider how MLK, Martin Luther King's Day, is being celebrated, and how some people just decide to take a day off. Some people just think it's just any other day, and that Dr. King's birthday is just cool to celebrate because they get to sleep in. Well, I'd like to really push you to think about other things to do. And before we move on, I wanted to play a short clip from, it's called MLK Legacy. And this is Senator John Lewis, who is actually used to actually be involved in the civil rights movement in the 60s and 70s. And this is what he had to do. He had to say about his relationship with Dr. King, and also why it is important to celebrate his legacy on Monday.
In 1957, when I was 17 years old, I wrote Martin Luther King Jr. a letter, told him I wanted to attend a little college about 10 miles from my home, and this school didn't admit black students. He wrote me back and sent me a round-trip Greyhound bus ticket and invited me to come to Montgomery to meet with him. But I went off to another school, and he got back in touch with me and suggested when I was home for spring break to come and see him. So in March 1958, I traveled to Montgomery I walked through the doors of this little church, and I saw Dr. King standing behind a desk. And he said to me, "Are you the boy from Troy? Are you John Lewis?" I was so scared, I didn't know what to say or what to do. And I said, "Dr. King, I'm John Robert Lewis." I gave my whole name. He was so inspiring. He was so moving. And somehow, in some way, I wanted to become part of that movement. And I did. Martin Luther King Jr. was a man of service. And his day should be a day of service. Not just a day of celebration, but a day on and not a day off. That we should find a way to encourage all Americans to go out and give something back.
Well, you're listening to Bread and Roses, and yes, John Lewis is talking about MLK Day, Martin Luther King's Day, and how we should celebrate it as a day on, not a day off, not a day to slip in and procrastinate, but a day to celebrate Martin Luther King's legacy and to go out and volunteer. Well, after a short musical break we are about to take, I will share with you many volunteer opportunities for community members of all ages to partake into on Monday, January 21st, as we celebrate Martin Luther King's birthday. Call in if you want to share with all of us your thoughts about what Martin Luther King's Day should be a day on and not a day off. Or maybe your organization is putting together an action to serve the community and you have volunteer opportunities that you want to share with us, opportunities that are happening this weekend or on Monday. The phone number for you to call is 503-231-8187, and as you call, let our engineer know your name, and we'll put you on the air, and you can share how you feel about Martin Luther King's Day being a day on or a day off. You are listening to Bread and Roses. I'm your host, Delphine Crescenzo. We'll be back in a minute.
To our elders who teach us of our creation and our past, so we may preserve Mother Earth for ancestors yet to come, we are the land.
This is dedicated to our relatives before us, thousands of years ago, and to the 150 million who were exterminated across the Western Hemisphere in the first 400 years' time, starting in 1492.
To those who have kept their homelands and to the nations extinct due to mass slaughter, slavery, deportation, and disease unknown to them, and to the ones who are subjected to the same treatment today.
To the ones who survived the relocations and the ones who died along the way.
To those who carried on traditions and lived strong among their people.
To those who left their communities by force or by choice and through generations no longer know who they are.
To those who search and never find, to those that turn away the so-called non-accepted, to those that bring us together, and to those living outside, keep in touch, the voice for many.
To those that make it back to live and fight the struggles of their people, to those that give up and those who do not care, to those who abuse themselves and others, and those who revive again, to those who are physically, mentally, or spiritually incapable by accident or by birth,
to those who seek strength in our spirituality and ways of life, and those who exploit it, even our own.
To those who fall for the lies and join the dividing lines that keep us fighting amongst each other.
To the outsiders who step in, good or bad, and those of us who don't know better. To the leaders and prisoners of war, politics, crime, race, and religion, innocent or guilty.
To the young, the old, the living, and the dead.
To our brothers and sisters and all living things across Mother Earth,
and who beauty we've destroyed and denied the honor that the Creator has given each individual.
The truth that lies in our hearts, all my relations.
Oh,
You're listening to Bread and Roses, Feminist News and Public Affairs. I'm Delphine Crescenzo. We just finished listening to Olali, All My Relations. And again, this is dedication to the Idle No More movement that calls on all people to join a revolution which honors and fulfills indigenous sovereignty, which protects the land, that protects the land and the water. Many people out in the streets these days, natives and non-native, all deciding just like Martin Luther King, to not be idle anymore. Well, we are doing a special tonight. We are trying to explore many volunteer opportunities to make your Monday, January 21st, Martin Luther King's Day, a day of service, a day on, not a day off. And I believe we have John on the phone. Hi, John.
Hi. Great show. Great topic.
Thank you.
I'm 66 years old, a Vietnam vet, and I lived through that era and became anti-war and also anti-violence. And a lot of it is due to Dr. Martin Luther King and his wonderful message. And I think that if we could coordinate Dr. Martin Luther King holiday along with a voting holiday, since he fought for civil rights, fought for human rights. And if you've never heard the speech that he gave when he put, in my opinion, put it all together, what's wrong with this empire, this nation, and became against the Vietnam War. And it was just wonderful. And his courage, I love him, and I love his legacy, and I think he's, if not the greatest American that we ever produced, one of the greatest.
John, what are your plans for Monday?
My plans are, I got some health problems, so I'm not really sure. I kind of take it day by day.
Mm-hmm. I think that that's another thing that is awesome about Martin Luther King's Day is that it can also be a day where you just reflect upon his accomplishment and maybe try to educate yourself more about what he's done. So you talked about listening to a speech, and I believe the speech you're referring to is a speech that he gave at the Riverside Church in Harlem, where he talked about what are the problems with the war. Thank you so much, John, for calling.
Well, thank you, and keep up the great work. Love KBOO.
Thank you. We
Take
love.
Care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. The number to call, just like John, is 503-231-8187. If you want to share with us, just like John just did, why he admires Martin Luther King, why his birthday that we celebrate on Monday, January 21st, should be a day on, not a day off, please give us a call. Or if you do have an opportunity of volunteer opportunity that you want to share with us. Well, before we move on with me sharing some opportunities, I first wanted to share a few events that are happening this weekend. So this is Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, all around this idea of celebrating Martin Luther King Jr., but also around, you know, cultural events and cultural awareness and opportunities to educate yourself about some of the struggles of other people. So on Saturday, so that's on the 20th, that's on the 19th, right? If Martin Luther King Day is on the 21st. So there is a march. So it's called 20th MLK Day March for the Dream. And this is organized by Sisters of the Road Cafe. And this is going to take place, start at 10 a.m. It's a free event, all ages welcome. So January 19th on Saturday, it's the Voss Workers Center. That's where the march starts. And that is located on Northeast Martin Luther King Avenue and Everett, so right at the corner. In celebration of the work of Dr. Martin Luther King, Sisters of the Road will host the 20th MLK Day March of the Dream On Saturday, annual events celebrate Dr. King's work to achieve economic justice for all, as well as the rights granted to all people by the Universal Declarations of Human Rights. So that is on Saturday. Something else happening on Saturday, and that is at Portland Community College on the Sylvania campus. So that is 12,000 Southwest 49th Avenue, and that is their winter powwow, and that is the WACP 14th annual traditional powwow organized by the Portland Community Center and the Sylvania Multicultural Center. Please join us for an extraordinary campus and community celebration. Cultural event features drum groups, dancers from across the region, and attracts more than 1,000 participants each year. So it is competition powwow. It's going on Saturday. It starts at noon. There are activities for children all day from noon to 9 p.m. There's a college fair. If you're looking at going to college, great opportunity, noon to 4 p.m. Two grand entries from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. and a community dinner at 5:30 p.m. So that is the winter powwow at the Sylvania campus. On Sunday, you could go to the Augustana Lutheran Church, which holds its Dr. Martin Luther King service on Sunday. There's also the People of University Park Church and Sunnyside Church that invites you to celebrate the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's Sunday on January 28th at the University Park United Methodist Church. Special guest that morning will be new Oregon House Speaker Tina Kotek. A reception in Speaker Kotek's honor will be held following the service. So that is located 4775 North Lombard. And the Sunday worship is at 9:30 a.m. Well, and on Monday, there is this annual breakfast, the Scanners 27th Annual Dr. Martin Luther King's Jr. Breakfast, held 8:30 a.m. at the Hilton Portland Hotel, 921 Southwest 6th Avenue. There is also the first federal recreation no-fee day, which I feel is amazing. If you are planning to just have a picnic with your family, which is also an amazing way, or with your community, an amazing way to celebrate Dr. Luther King's Day, which is by being with your community, well, you could go to parks, and the fees are lifted on that day. So listen to this. Day use fees normally charged at federal recreation sites are waived on that day. The fee-free day honors the legacy of the civil rights leader and his work. The fee waiver of recreational use fees applies to federal recreation lands managed by the U.S. Forest Service, as well as by the National Park Services, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services, the Bureau of Land Management, and Bureau of Reclamation. So pretty much any place. It does not apply to snow parks. That's about it. But that's all in Oregon and Washington. It includes many picnic area, boat launches, trailheads, and visitor centers. So take advantage of this opportunity. And then another opportunity, which is co-sponsored by KBOO, it's Keep Alive the Dream. That is the a tribute to Dr. King, and that is the 20th consecutive year that KBOO and Portland Community Media are broadcasting the full event. It starts at 11 a.m., goes on until 6:30 p.m. That's happening at 3300 Northeast 172nd Place, just off Sandy Boulevard in Portland. And there is going to be a lot of programming happening. Lifetime Achievement Awards, traditional centerpiece in the program, recognizes individuals and organizations for exemplary community service. Please attend this. Learn about Dr. Luther King's legacy. And enjoy yourself. It's a really nice place, a really nice event to gather and build community. Well, you're listening to Bread and Roses. And if you know of a cool event, actually, that is happening in your community this weekend, please give us a call. We had John calling earlier, sharing with us how he felt about Martin Luther King Jr. The number is 503-231-8187. If you want to share how you feel, if you just know of a volunteer opportunity, give us a call. Again, the number is 503-231-8187. We're going to take a short musical break. You're listening to Bread and Roses. And right after this song, we'll be looking at volunteer opportunities to partake into on Martin Luther King's Jr. Day, Monday, January 21st. So get your pads and your pen ready because there's going to be a lot of opportunities thrown at you. I'm your host, Delphine Crescenzo. We'll be back in a minute.
I know.
Welcome back to Bread and Roses, Feminist News and Public Affairs. I am Del Crescenzo. Thank you, Danielle, for not turning the mic on during that song, because I was singing. This is one of my favorite songs in the whole world, and a dedication to Malcolm X. I want to say that every time I celebrate Martin Luther King Day, and I do every single year since I've been in this country, and since I've learned of his legacy, but I also celebrate Malcolm X every single day. And this was Otis Redding. This is actually one of my father's CD that he bought in, you know, the 70s, the 80s, when all that thing was going on. And A Change Is Gonna Come is one of the songs that is featured in Spike Lee's movie Malcolm X. Just reminds me that, yes, a change is gonna come. It's been way too long. Thank you for listening to Bread and Roses. I'm your host, Delphine Crescenzo. Tonight, we've been talking about ways that we can make this Monday, January 21st, Martin Luther King's Day, a day of service. And I want to share some opportunities with you, but I want to give you an opportunity. If you want to share with us volunteer opportunities, please call in the number 503-231-8187. Or maybe you want to tell us why you feel it is important to celebrate Martin Luther King's Day, a day on, not a day off. Call as well if you want to just share with us, like John did earlier, how you feel about Martin Luther King. 503-231-8187. For the sixth year in a row, the United Way of the Columbia Willamette and Hands On Greater Portland are teaming up to make it easy for you to take action across Multnomah, Washington, Clackamas, and Clark counties and make a difference through volunteer service. Here are some of the opportunities that they have listed on their website. If you want to find out more about these opportunities, you can go to handsonportland.org. This is what you will find. You will find opportunities such as an opportunity for kids at the Spurs Up Twillin Library. That is going on for the whole weekend, and that starts at 8 a.m. until noon. That's organized by the city of Tualatin. I think this is how you pronounce it. I'm still new to Portland, so I'm figuring these out. There's also another opportunity to create cards for recovery. This is organized by the Volunteers of America, Oregon, and that starts at 8:30 a.m. till 12:30 p.m. You can find out more information by going on handsonportland.org. You can also help build it. An opportunity for people ages 16 and up, organized by the Habitat for Humanity Portland in the Metro East area. They need 50 volunteers, and that is from 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. So going on all day long, helping build homes. You can also plant native trees along I-205 with Friends of Trees. And that is for people age 6 and up. So you can take your kids, Friends of Trees. You can visit their website. But they are looking for about 40 people to help them out. They also have planting trees in the Tualatin area. So if you live closer to that, you can also contact them 8:45 a.m. to 1 p.m. Again, all of these opportunities are listed handsonportland.org. Maybe you feel like weatherizing homes in the Community Energy Project, with the Community Energy Project, and that is for people ages 10 and up. That is organized by the Community Energy Project Incorporated. That's from 8:45 a.m. to 2 p.m. Maybe you want to help polish the Hillsboro Library. So if you live in Hillsboro, consider going to your local library. They're looking for 25 people to help polish the library. That's from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. There is also a painting party at Wisdom of the Elders. Wisdom of the Elders is a Native American organization here in Portland, and they are looking for about six people to help paint their location here in Portland, and that would be from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. You can also help stock the pantry at the Oregon Food Bank, and you need to be 16 or older to do that. Organized, of course, by the Oregon Food Bank in the morning, 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. You also can help serve it up for the seniors, Meals on Wheels People Loaves and Fishes Center. That's where it's happening from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Make the building sparkle. That is organized by Friendly House in the morning again, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. There is also the Beaverton Food Bank, which is also looking to for help to stock the pantry. So you might want to visit them. There is an opportunity to sort school supplies for kid. Schoolhouse Supplies is organizing that. Love to cook for the homeless kids of Pear, ages 18 and up. This is organized by Pear, 9 a.m. to 12. Help restore the Richfield Wildlife Refuge wetland. That's organized by the Richfield National Wildlife Refuge. 25 people are needed. Preserve a wetland in Vancouver. Put down roots in Tualatin. And many more opportunities. I feel that some of these have already been filled. And this is what's amazing about the website of handsonportland.org is that they actually can tell you real time what are the opportunities which are still available. Make a Difference for Homeless Families is still looking for some people. And that's from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's actually organized by Hands on Greater Portland. There is a Martin Luther King Day follow-up, Building Homes, Changing Life, organized by the Willamette West Habitat for Humanity, and also in the Portland area, also the Habitat for Humanity is looking for people. Again, all these great opportunities are available, handsonportland.org. And you can actually sign up right there on the spot on their website. If you are interested by any of the information that I have been sharing with you this evening since we started at 6 o'clock, you can go to our website, which is kboo.fm/breadandroses, and you will find all the links, straight direct hyperlinks. You just click on it and you end up on the exact page of most of the information that I was reading here tonight. If you are looking for information about the events that I shared earlier, same deal. You can just go to kboo.fm/breadandroses. But again, all of these opportunities are available on handsonportland.org. And the opportunities that I shared were mainly for Monday, which is January 21st. But they have opportunities listed for tomorrow and listed for Saturday as well. So go on there and find out what is right for you. Well, after the break, I will kind of recapitulate some of the highlight great events that are happening on Martin Luther King Day. So if you miss them, if you don't have computer access, you don't want to go on the web, just grab a pen and pencil, and you will get to hear some of those again. And if you have an opportunity that I have not talked about, please call us and let us know, because MLK Day, Martin Luther King Day, should be a day on, not a day off. And the phone number for you to call is 503-231-8187. You're listening to Bread and Roses. I'm Delphine Crescenzo. We'll be back in a minute.
Ma France à moi, elle parle fort. Elle vit à bout de rêve, elle vit en groupe, parle de bled et déteste les règles. Elle sèche les cours le plus souvent pour ne rien foutre. Elle joue au foot sous le soleil, souvent du coca dans la gourde. C'est le hip-hop qui la fait danser sur les pistes. Parfois elle kiffe un peu de rock, ouais si la mélodie est triste. Elle fume des clopes et un peu de shit, mais jamais de drogue dure. Héroïne, cocaïne et crack égale ordure. Souvent en guerre contre les administrations, leurs BEP mécaniques ne permettront pas d'être patron. Alors elle se démène et vend de la merde à des bourges, mais la merde ça ramène à la mère un peu de bouffe, ouais. Parce que la famille c'est l'amour et que l'amour se fait rare. Elle se bat tant bien que mal pour les mettre à l'écart. Elle a des valeurs, des principes et des codes. Elle se couche à l'heure du coq car elle passe toutes ses nuits au phone. Elle paraît feignante mais dans le fond elle perd pas de temps. Certains la craignent car les médias s'acharnent à faire d'elle une cancre. Et si ma France à moi se valorise, c'est bien sûr pour mieux régner. Elle s'intériorise et s'interdit de saigner. Non,
c'est pas ma France à moi cette France profonde, celle qui nous fout la honte et aimerait que l'on plonge. Ma France à moi ne vit pas dans le mensonge, avec le cœur et la rage à la lumière, pas dans l'ombre. C'est pas ma France à moi cette France profonde, celle qui nous fout la honte et aimerait que l'on plonge. Ma France à moi ne vit pas dans le mensonge, avec le cœur et la rage à la lumière, pas dans l'ombre.
Ma France à moi, elle parle en SMS, travaille par MSN, se réconcilie en mail et se rencontre en MMS, elle. Se déplace en skate, en scoot ou en bolide. Basile Boli est un mythe et Zinedine son synonyme, elle. Il faut pas croire qu'on la déteste mais elle nous ment, car nos parents travaillent depuis 20 ans pour le même montant. Elle nous a donné des ailes mais le ciel est VIP, peu importe ce qu'ils disent. Elle sait gérer une entreprise, elle vit à l'heure américaine. KFC, MTV, Base, Footlocker, McDo et 50 Cent, elle. C'est des petits mecs qui jouent au basket à pas d'heure, qui rêvent d'être Tony Parker sur le parquet des Spurs, elle. C'est des petites femmes qui se débrouille entre l'amour, les cours et les embrouilles, qui écoutent du rail, R&B et du zouk. Ma France à moi, elle se mélange. Ouais, c'est un arc-en-ciel, elle te dérange, je le sais, car elle ne te veut pas pour modèle.
Non, c'est pas ma France à moi, cette France profonde, celle qui nous fout la honte et aimerait que l'on plonge. Ma France à moi ne vit pas dans le mensonge, avec le cœur et la rage à la lumière, pas dans l'ombre. C'est pas ma France à moi, cette France profonde, celle qui nous fout la honte et aimerait que l'on plonge. Ma France à moi ne vit pas dans le mensonge, avec le cœur et la rage à la lumière, pas dans l'ombre.
Ma France à moi, elle a des halls et des chambres où elle s'enferme, elle est trop.
Welcome back to Bread and Roses. I almost spoke French to you guys. Feminist News and Public Affairs. I am Delphine Crescenzo. We just finished listening to Ma France à moi, My France. And this is by Diams, one of the few French female rappers. Pretty cool song. She wrote this song right after we had an election a few years back where the National Front, which is, in my opinion, pretty racist party, actually came pretty close or accumulated a lot of votes there. And so she decided to express what her France looks like. And I 100% agree with her message. Well, you're listening to Bread and Roses, and of course, I could not celebrate the legacy of Martin Luther King without talking about my country, because so many young people feel so influenced by the history and the legacy of the civil rights movement and what African Americans, Native Americans, Asian American, Puerto Ricans, and Hispanic and brown people did in this country in the 1960s. Our revolution happened in 1789, but believe me, I think we're on our way for a new one. Well, tonight I've been really trying to invite you to explore different ways that you can volunteer your time during this Monday, January 21st, which is Martin Luther King Day. It's a day of service. I want to remind you of a really cool website that you can go to find great opportunities to volunteer. Hands-On Greater Portland. Actually, their website is handsonportland.org, and it is Hands on Greater Portland. It shares all kinds of opportunity for the Portland greater area. There's a couple more events that I wanted to share. There's the 4th annual Intercollegiate MLK Day of Service on January 21st, which include college students. So if you are college students from the metropolitan area, consider joining the Concordia University 9 a.m. rally. Then that continues with a service project all throughout the day. MLK Day of Service is a cooperative of Portland Area College, facilitated by the ORCC to honor the legacy of Dr. King. There is also the 5th annual Martin Luther King Remembrance and Work Day for the Northeast Portland Backpack Lunch Program, which is coming up on the 21st, Monday again. This program is now serving children at 3 Northeast Portland School and continues to grow. How many lunches will be packed this year? The 2013 event is Monday, January 21st from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. That's at the Woodlawn United Methodist Church, Northeast 15th and Deckham Street in Portland. All are welcome. And I want to remind you once again about Keep Alive the Dream, which is this great event that is going to be happening from 11 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. And it is a way to honor the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King, pay a tribute to him. It's also going to be broadcasted here on KBOO 90.7 FM, also Channel 11 and Channel 28, which are a Portland Community Media Channel. There's going to be the Lifetime Achievement Awards, which are a traditional centerpiece of the program that recognizes individuals and organizations for exemplary community services. I'm going to have to wrap it up here. We are going to leave you guys with a song. I want to say thank you to my engineer, Danielle. Did you have, Danielle, that Digging Roots CD? There is a song number 2, which is called Plant a Seed. I'd love to end with this song because I think that this is really my message to all the people out there. Sometimes you say something, you don't know when it's going to impact somebody else. But just like Martin Luther King Jr. did, started from the day he was born, he planted seeds until the movement happened, until millions of people joined him, until millions of people inspired him. He did not do it on his own. I want to thank all activists out there that are really working every day. Bread and Roses, check us out on the web, kboo.fm/breadandroses, on Facebook, Feminist News at KBOO. Also, please tune in next week. I'll be on, and next week I'm bringing you a really cool discussion on teaching about race in public schools with several guests live in the studio, teachers, parents, equity coaches from the Portland area. Make sure you tune in next Friday, 6 p.m. I'm Delphine Crescenzo. Have an excellent week, everyone.
If we want to be seen, equal, if we want to be free as a people, then plant the seeds, plant the seeds, plant the seeds.
Back in the day we used to raise our maize, planting the seeds and feeding up the people. Today my boys grow to be strong men. I teach by example, they break the cycles of oppression. The gifts to my world as I witness their actions. I see their kindness, respectfulness, and old soul wisdom. My love and I grounded, nothing can stop us. Our family is the circle pushing out with the collective. Plant the seeds, plant the seeds. Plant the seeds, plant the seeds, plant the seeds, plant the seeds. Ideas are oceans and reality tows us in. So if we want to make a change, we must learn how to swim again to understand.
KBOO Radio is a proud media sponsor of the 28th annual Martin Luther King Day event. Keep Alive the Dream, an annual tribute to Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., produced by the World Arts Foundation. This year's event will take place at the New Beginnings Conference Center, 3300 Northeast 172nd Place in Portland. KBOO will again broadcast the annual celebration in its entirety. More information about this live broadcast can be found at kboo.fm/2013MLK.
Good evening. The time is 7:02. You're listening to KBOO Portland 90.7. Coming up next, Hard Knock Radio. Keep it locked.
Y'all ready for this?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Greetings, folks. On today's show, Davey D speaks with Dawood Walid of CARE about current happenings in Mali. And later, Davey sits down with Thomas Norman DeWolf and Sharon Leslie Morgan, co-authors of the book Gather at the Table, The Healing Journey of a Daughter of Slavery and a Son of the Slave Trade. That's coming your way